Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. Everyone saying, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. You know, we've been looking at the gift and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and we want to look at, in particular, tongues and what that actually means. Some people call it languages, others call it tongues, but let's find out, because if there's something that God's got for us, I want it. Because if He says that this is going to benefit my life, I want to be part of that. So we're going to look at this, and we started looking at the fact that there are languages in all the countries in the world. There are different languages. Germany, they speak German. Italy, they speak Italian. South Africa, they speak English, Afrikaans, Zulu, and a whole lot of other languages. So why would we think it's so strange that the kingdom of heaven would have its own language? So we want to pick this up right now and look into it and see what God says about this, and when this infilling came to get that second language or the heavenly language together with being filled with the Holy Spirit. So let's join the service right now.
There are languages all over the world. How many of you believe that's true? And when I listen to someone speaking that to me, I go, huh? Isn't that the way? So why would it be so strange that there's a language in heaven? I don't go to China and they talk, you know how they talk? And they talk in Chinese, Xing Chang, Ching Bo, whatever it is, right? I'm just trying to show you. I'm not disrespectful. I love it. But I don't stand there and say, that's stupid, you shouldn't do that. That's of the devil. No, it's not. Why would I think it's so strange that China speak Chinese or Mandarin or wherever we are? Why would I think it's so amazing? I speak three languages. How many languages do I speak? English and Afrikaans, I in tongues. I speak three languages. Right? I've got three languages. All right? And I also speak some Spanish. I do. Yeah. Hola. Taco Bell. I mean, I speak really quick. It's okay. Ti amo. Come on. Ti amo. Hey. Germany, I can speak as well. Ich liebe dich. That means I love you. But it's not strange that there's languages. Why would we consider it strange that heaven's got a language? Every country's got a language. How many of you know we belong to another kingdom? Yes, yes. Amen. So we just want to break down some myths and things and go to looking at the fact that God is the one who instigated that language. Amen. Amen. And so they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, here's one block that comes to a lot of people. They say they were speaking in languages that people around them could understand. So the Hebrews understood Hebrew, the Ethiopians understood Ethiopian language, and all the people heard these guys talking in their own language. Now, my wife got that in her life. In Brazil, she got Portuguese overnight, 1 second, bang, from 1 second not knowing to 1 second fully knowing, not studying nothing. She got it. It's just a sign and a wonder. But now let me ask you this. They say when you pray in tongues, you got to be praying another language. because they prayed in different languages there. Well, is God a respecter of persons? So that means not a respecter of nations. So if I'm praying in German in my office by myself, how is that more powerful than praying in Italian or in Hebrew or in English? How would I have to pray in another language to be praying the kingdom language? A language that's known. It's because he says, listen, in Proverbs 3:5, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Just don't sit there and try to work out how, what, why. Just don't do it. Just trust and believe God. Jesus said, he said, believers will cast out devils and believers will pray in other tongues. He told us. Why would it be other tongues? I have to pray in another language for the power. It doesn't make any kind of sense. So if I pray in Greek, it means I'm praying better and I'm praying stronger. No, that was a sign for the people around so that they could get touched by the Spirit of God. And 3,000 of them saw miracle signs and wonders and they got saved that same day. Saved the same day. Now, whenever tongues is mentioned, again, which we're going to look at, it's never mentioned they prayed in other languages. It never mentions they prayed in Greek and the people around them understood what they were saying. It doesn't say that again. Only in the one place. Amen. So you can't come here and without studying the scriptures, understanding where it was, who it was, what they were talking about, understanding the whole situation, the scriptures before, the scriptures afterwards, before you can come to a conclusion, you can't build a doctrine on that. And so many people have built a doctrine on the fact that if you're praying in tongues, I better understand you in Hebrew. That's nonsense. Come on. I mean, he says, building yourselves, listen, in Jude, he says, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. That's praying in tongues. So if I'm praying in Italian, I'm building my faith up. But if I'm praying in another language I don't know, I'm not. I don't know what I'm saying in Italian anyway. There's no one there to interpret for me. Do you understand? So what's the point? It can't be I'm praying in a language that is a known language in the world. Why would it be? And does God prefer Italian over English? It just does not make sense. And it doesn't line up with the scriptures. Remember, you've got to always go back to the scripture. And every other time where they spoke in tongues and tongues, they never said it was a language so-and-so and the people around understood. Amen. Amen. Okay, so now Acts 11. Let's look at Acts 11, the New Living Translation. As I began to speak, Peter continued, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as he fell on us at the beginning. He's talking about Pentecost. At the beginning, when the Holy Spirit fell on them, remember, he came with cloven tongues of fire that sat on each one, and they began to prophesy and speak in other tongues. Remember, he says the Holy Spirit came. Look at this. The Holy Spirit fell on them just as he fell on us at the beginning. So in other words, these are now not the disciples who walked with Jesus. Because some people say that was for the disciples. And some people will say, well, Jesus didn't pray in tongues. How do you know? It's just not mentioned in the Bible, but we know he uttered under his breath when he was raising Lazarus. We know he wept when he cried for Jerusalem and he started groaning within himself. How do you know he wasn't praying in tongues? You only tell me you can do something he couldn't do? Amen. Okay, so we keep going here. He says, as I began to speak, Peter continued, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as he fell on us at the beginning. Then I thought the Lord's words when he said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You see, when you get saved, you are baptized into Christ and you repent. Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Forgive me. I repent of my old life. Make me brand new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a brand new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. My spirit man at conversion becomes as righteous as it's ever going to be. He puts his righteousness on me. He covers me with his righteousness and he sanctifies me. He makes me righteous to get into heaven, and he makes me holy enough to get into heaven. Amen. Amen. He does that. But I still don't have the power. There's still another time when I can get the power of the Holy Spirit resident in me. Remember, he said to them, wait until you're endued with power from on high before you go and be my witness. And that was one of the signs of the power, that they spoke in other tongues, so that got people saved. They said, my God, what's going on? And they received Jesus. Amen. That was the opening bell. That was a dinner bell. Come on. Amen. Amen. You know, Paul said, I pray in the Holy Spirit more than y'all. More than y'all. Think he was from the south somewhere. That's what he said. I pray more. And he was talking to the church of Corinth. They were tongue-talking, demon-stomping, on fire for the Messiah, children of God. Believe me, Corinthians church was, it was like, woo. And he said, and he was writing a letter to them, and he said, let me tell you something. I pray in tongues more than you all. More than you all. Why would he pray in another language, Italian? What's it going to do for him? You got to get this out of your head, that it's got to be in a known language someone understands. Now, in church, he talks about praying in the Holy Spirit in tongues. He says, but if visitors come in and everyone's just praying in the Holy Spirit, he says, what are they going to receive? They'll think you're crazy, and that you won't have any inroad to get them saved. That's when he says, two or three of you at the most talk and let someone interpret. God will give the interpretation. How many of you have ever interpreted tongues before? Let me see your hands. Hold them high. Was it a language that you understood, like Chinese or Italian or Spanish? No. It was a language you'd never heard in your life, and yet you still interpreted what was said. And so he says, if you're praying in the church and you're all praying in tongues, it's not going to be effective. It's not going to work. It's going to be more problematic than not. Unless someone gets up and interprets, and then people will say, no, these people are of God, because they will bring the interpretation that God wants the people to hear. You understand? And so that's how that works over there. There's interpretation. There's tongues and there's interpretation. The gifts of the Spirit. One of them is tongues and the other is interpretation. Now, if he gives the gift of interpretation and it's Italian, it's no big deal, because if it's an Italian sitting here, they can interpret it. Come on. Oh, come on. Mein Gott. That's German, I think. I'm going through the nations today. You know, in South Africa, we've got 15 nations, 15 languages. That's why the colored flag, all the nations, all the languages, really. 15 languages in South Africa. I mean, really. And so if he says the gift of praying in tongues, now we'll talk about that later as well, because there is a time when there's a gift that comes on you suddenly and just boom, it comes out. And then the gift of interpretation. And if someone doesn't get the interpretation there, you'll get it here. How many of you have ever interpreted your own prayer? I have. I was praying in tongues and God showed me very clearly what I was praying, and I interpreted my own prayer. I don't understand anything but English and Afrikaans, and that was neither of those languages when I interpreted. So it does not have to be. Please don't get it confused with being a language that's known in the world. This is a language that's known in the kingdom of God. Amen. Come on. It's the redemptive language. Amen. There's two kind of languages in the kingdom. Faith and tongues. I'm telling you, faith is a redemptive language. You stop saying what you used to say. I'm broke, I'm miserable, I'm sick. You start saying, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. He became poor and supplied my every need for me. And you speak the redemptive language out of your known tongue. And then you've got the heavenly language that you also use to advance you. And listen, and we're going to look at all this. When you pray in your heavenly language, the Bible, I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's okay. The Bible says, when I pray in tongues, when I pray in the Spirit, my mind is unfruitful. My mind is unfruitful. But my spirit is fruitful.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.